As the carnage in Gaza drags on and the death toll climbs higher by the day, Jamaat-e-Islami, G, and Jamiat Ulama-e-Islam Fazl, JUIF, on Sunday turned up the heat, intensifying condemnations of Israeli aggression and announcing separate strikes and protest marches on April 22nd and April 27th, respectively, to build pressure. Both religio-political parties held separate massive rallies in Karachi, drawing hundreds of thousands of participants to the streets. G Chief Hafiz Naimur Rahman, addressing a rally at Shara-e-Faisal, said that the party had already received endorsement from the Palestinian leadership, reached out to Islamic movements across the world, and written to heads of Muslim states to transform the April 22 strike into a coordinated global protest. Similarly, JUIF Chief Maulana Fazlur Rahman, while speaking at a massive rally at Shara-e-Quaidine, announced a million march at Lahore's Minar-e-Pakistan on April 27. He pledged that his party's struggle against Israeli aggression and in solidarity with the Palestinian people would continue until justice is served. "Today's march is not the end but the beginning," Fazl declared. "This movement will continue. There will be a children's march, followed by the largest march in Pakistan's history in Multan on April 18 and in Islamabad on April 20. G's Hafiz Naimur Rahman warned that Pakistan's rulers would not be forgiven by history if they failed to take concrete, practical steps in support of Gaza. He urged Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and the military leadership to convene a summit of Muslim world leaders and army chiefs to send a clear, united message to Israel: cease the genocide of Palestinians or face collective action. He said letters had been sent to Muslim leaders across the globe, urging them to take joint steps. He lamented the ineffectiveness of the United Nations, saying its role had vanished, while Israel, backed by the United States, continued to bomb children with impunity. "The UN is only issuing toothless resolutions and statements," he said. He called upon both Pakistan's military establishment and political leadership to spearhead global efforts. He urged them to bring together all like-minded nations and parties onto a single platform and formulate a unified international strategy to counter the horrific bloodbath in Gaza. Hafiz Naimur Rahman encouraged people to contribute in any way possible and reminded them not to consider any act insignificant. "Every deed counts, be it a donation, a tweet, a video message, a phone call, or any other effort." Referring to international law, he maintained that armed resistance against occupying forces was entirely legitimate. "The armed resistance by Hamas against Israel," he said, "is fully legal under international norms." Meanwhile, at JUIF's rally, Maulana Fazlur Rahman issued a warning that any attempt to recognize Israel or establish political or economic ties with it will be crushed.